At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek.
One of the allegations that's coming out is that Diddy had a monthly stipend for specific women. I believe it's listed as three in the civil lawsuit that were sex workers. Sex work is illegal in most parts of the country. So if you truly have a monthly payroll for sex workers, like this is part of your operation, that in itself would be illegal, would it not?
You'd think so, wouldn't it? But when you feel invulnerable because of the network of people you surrounded yourself with, and you live in an echo chamber of people just saying how awesome you are and how you're doing everything the right way, and you have this, and you place these systems in place for all these years, you think you can do anything. This isn't the only time we've seen this in society. It's not the only time we will see it again. And so he insulated himself well. Again, whether it's true or not, you're seeing an insulated, tight community that have protected each other. And then you got a fracture in there, and the whole thing looks like, from appearances, just crumbling down around him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and probably the appearance, too, of it's not just like a John paying a sex worker, you know, at the Motel 6. It's, you know, you're on my payroll, you're living here, you're doing this, you're doing that. I mean, it's kind of reminiscent somewhat, I think, of, I don't know if R. Kelly had a stipend or a payroll going on, but he certainly had people that were there living with him under some sort of duress, whether it be mental or physical. That's been argued. It's almost presented in a more, I don't want to say glamorous way, but I guess a less dirty way than the previous.
Yeah, and the thing that keeps going through my mind is you don't see a lot of shock and awe from people that are seeing this.
No, you really.
It's almost like which kind of then illuminates the behavior pattern that's been, you know, the elusive obvious in front of everyone's eyes for a long period of time. And we've seen it other places as well.
Yeah, you've seen a lot of people coming out and saying in one way or another, or indirectly, Mary J. Blige making some comments online. Mace, who was with him for the 90s years, making comments of it's kind of, you know, it's coming to roost. A lot of people that, you know, were connected for quite some time, kind of, yeah, not really all that surprised. What do you make of the former Syracuse University basketball player Brendan Paul being named as the drug mule in the civil lawsuit, but now arrested recently, charged with possession of marijuana candy and cocaine. This just seems like a very odd odd player in this whole thing. This is a kid that's barely out of college that was providing Diddy with his drugs. I mean, I don't know. It seems like, I don't know. I don't know who I would picture to be Diddy's drug mule, but it certainly wasn't a Syracuse University white basketball player.
You need someone.
True.
I mean, at this point, seriously, is anything shocking us?
No.
About who's involved? And so, again, it goes towards that behavior arc when you're not so shocked and awed by the accusations and behaviors you're seeing. I think that is really telling in this. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing that pops into my mind is, oh, I wonder where he met him.
Yeah, it does make you wonder. But the fact that he is kind of a low-level player in all of this, it seems, are they going after individuals like that? Not necessarily because they want to prosecute this Brendan Paul and put him away for the rest of his life, but more so because he's probably got a lot of information that, and maybe not a lot of loyalty to Diddy. He doesn't have, I mean, this kid wasn't even alive when Diddy, you know, kind of was at his peak in the 90s. So I'm thinking if you want somebody to flip or give you a lot of information that a low-level person normally wouldn't know, Maybe your drug dealer is a good one to go after.
100%. In my, again, going back to the spy world kind of stuff,
yeah.
The types of people that we would try to recruit to gain intelligence, whether it's spy world or organized crime or anything, is you're trying to get the top dog, the kingpin of it, is very hard. They're very insulated. They know how to protect themselves very well. The people you're going for, you're looking for custodial people, secretaries, the people that mop the floors, all the people that are present yet ignored. Because they're the ones that are seeing the entire world. So what happens is when you start living in this type of world where you objectify human beings, as a law enforcement individual, the people I want to talk to are the ones that have been objectified. One, because they have no loyalties, because they're treated like a screwdriver by these people. And two, because as the screwdriver is always laying around and they see everything. And so there's a lot less loyalty there, yet they've seen everything. And so that's who we're always talking to first, is you go who's present but not seen. And so, I mean, just think about this. When you go out and you're going out to a meal, when you're going out to a hotel to stay, you know, think about the people in the staff that you have an interaction with, and think about the people that are actually wandering around servicing everything that you just kind of brush by and don't even pay attention to, because you think, oh, they're just staff. It's a human nature. So it's those people that are, oh, they're just staff. Those are the ones that actually have the great observation skills and might have a lot of gold to share and illuminating type things in these situations.
How do you think that conversation went on the tarmac the other day when Diddy was stopped? He was not arrested in Miami. It was the same day of the raids, but they did talk to him and he did not get on that plane. Apparently he was caught off guard from the stories that we're understanding here, that he did not know this was going down. He was allegedly just going off for spring break with his kids, not trying to flee, but, you know, inadvertently, it sure looked like he kind of was. But he did not get on that plane. He did not continue on with his spring break. How do you think that conversation went between authorities and him?
Well, they obviously presented him with information that caused a major deviation in his behavior. And so whatever they said didn't. So again, this is just core of human behavior. Who knows what it was they said?
Yeah. Like
whatever it is they shared with him, he didn't feel safe any longer in his own personal life getting on that plane and going away. And so they confronted him with facts and data in a way that inspired him to not want to get on that plane. And so they probably laid a lot out to him that resonated.
Do you think it was a request, do not get on this plane, or we may arrest you right now for, you know, fear of him fleeing if he got out of the country?
Potentially. It's hard to know, but it's whatever it was, is he did not feel safe and secure getting on the plane for whatever reason it was, whether because he had fear of arrest or fear of something, but he didn't feel safe doing it. So he didn't do it. So whatever they presented was compelling. Is a good word to use in that case.
Definitely very, very compelling. The whole case is
which says a lot too, because for someone who has operated for a lot of years doing things the way he wants with who he wants and when he wants, to all of a sudden allow himself to take an action that was incongruent with a pattern he was taking, that says it must have been extremely compelling.
It's going to be interesting to watch. Any predictions on if we're going to see? And I mean, is an arrest imminent, I guess, on something like this? To a lot of us, on the outside, it feels like, well, this is going to be the next step.
I think there's going to be a lot of interviews are going to start being conducted. I think you're going to get a lot of leakage in the media about who is involved, who's been talked to, who's been interviewed. I don't think you're going to see a lot of charges yet, just because they're trying to identify the network.
Yeah.
You don't want to start taking people down where people are going to go under and go dark and go silent, and then the network shut down. And so, if this was me doing the investigation, I'm looking for the core. I'm looking for the head. I'm looking for the head of the dragon that needs to be slayed. And so that's what they're trying to identify. So it might take some time to do that, because as I said, these networks can be vast, especially if they've been established over a long period of time.
Do we think Diddy is the head of the network, or just a patron of the network? I mean, that's another question on it.
It's a good question, isn't it? Who knows? Because again, he hasn't been charged with anything, but it's, I don't know. I just don't know. So here, conjecture speaking here.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with human trafficking, Human trafficking originates a lot of times overseas, just because children overseas are more desperate and more vulnerable sometimes in some situations, at least in the cases I've seen. And so hard to imagine that he would be at the top of that or anyone in his network. So, but again, that's what they're trying to identify, because every time you have a new investigation, you learn new things. Because every time someone gets taken down for doing things like this, the entire nefarious world of horrendous people shifts how they do it. And so this might be another shift to learning about how this all transpired, because then, because once they take this all down, the people that are involved or knew about it are going to shift how they do to hide from law enforcement again. And so it's a constant battle, because if everyone did everything the same way every time, we wouldn't have any of these problems.
Yeah, that's true. Compelling one to watch. It's not going to end anytime soon.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.